As we continue along our the second half of the siman, the exceptions to the rule, just to go over a number of heterim we had last week. One heter we had was if you're a masna, provided you do a proper asna, that was on kaf aleph, which is somewhat difficult. You would have to be mefarish exactly how much you're overcharging the person. Suggestion that I made was maybe to make a deal with him that works like many achrayim, to make a deal even if you don't know the exact amount and say, look, we know that we're dealing with deraises, I'll make a deal with you, you allow me to overcharge you, I'm not sure lecha alayino, and hu adin ein li alecha ano, which is probably the best way to go considering what we're dealing with. Another heter, which is rare, but is a balabais, has the right vice tais, or it's understanding that he'll overcharge for his personal items, and that will be a heter of him to overcharge. But again, that's not so practical and it's not so usual. Tonight we're going to deal with some heterim which probably are more practical, but again, do not cover everything. But we're going to see. Let's start off up to Sif Chavav, to Sisim Reish Chavzayin Sif Chavav. V'akum ein loy ano. A guy does not have any right to ano, shenemar, because the pasuk of ano says, al toinu ish es achiv, you're not allowed to overcharge ish es achiv, you're not allowed to overcharge your brother. And an akum is not a brother, and therefore he is nismayit, he doesn't go into the klal of the azhara of ano. And pashas this miyit, obviously this meat is zichur lagabi, there's no remedy, there's no recourse, a guy cannot come back to you, but pashtis, this meat is nesmait the is as well. As is mevu in the Rishonim, even though the Shulchan Aruch Rav Eistais didn't learn like that, but la'alocha, you could rely on the Rishonim, that the Rishonim say that this meat is nesmait, even this meat of Akum is even lagabi the issa. So if you deal with primarily goyim, you have no problem, you're allowed to overcharge goyim. Va'akum shohines Yisrael, however, if he will be ma'ana a yid, ma'akza oino bidinim shalonu, we have a right to cause him to pay back the ono, shalo yizah chomim Yisrael. He's not going to get away with it. He cannot be better than a yid. If a yid would overcharge you, you would have a right to tevei ono from him. So too, if a goy overcharges you, you have a right to go back to him and tevei ono. Now, unfortunately, we're in Gaulis, so it's a little bit difficult to go back to him, but there could be extreme nafkaminis if you have a way to do it other ways, and you want to, let's say, by bitul mekach, and if it, obviously before you do this, you should consult the rabbi, but there could be ways that if you can get your money back in other ways, and you're afraid of gzeilas akum, well, if you know that he has a chiv to give you back the yono, then you won't be dealing with an issa gzeila. Now, I mentioned this once in the past, that even though it might be crossing some of your minds, oh, you know, we have a great heter, and the heter is that you're allowed to overcharge a goy, and you can't overcharge a yid, so that proves, again, once again, this proves that it's better to work with a goy and to deal with a goy. The Maram Shik says a beautiful pshat in the posik, rather in this posik, it says, L'sumkur mimkol amisecha, o'konum yad amisecha, o'tonu ish esachiv. The Maram Shik says, actually, the Sifra says that we learn out from this pasuk that you're supposed to deal with a yid, v'chisimkru mimka lamizakha, ikonu, it should be miyana mizakha. They're supposed to deal with a yid over the nagoy. You're supposed to patronize Yiddish stores, and you're supposed to deal with Yiddish customers rather than going to a goy. So the Maramshik says a beautiful pshat, how come this drash, how come this chiyuv or this inyan to deal with yidim over goyim was placed in the pasuk of ono? It's mamish lafuki, this type of a svara. He says, even though it says, "Altoinu ishesoch," that you're not allowed to overcharge a yid, but a goy you're allowed to overcharge and a goy you're allowed to underpay. Don't think, therefore, I should deal with goyim. Still, v'kisimkru mimka is lamisecha, or oikono it should be miyana misecha. Even though you have chiyuvim of ono lagabe yid and you don't have a lagabe goy, still you're supposed to patronize Yiddish stores. Oh, but anyway, this is the halacha, and gerada amongst the goyim, they faked, they are so mufka from the parsha, but no, they pride themselves if they rooked off somebody, if they made a great deal, they pride themselves that they cheated somebody in cheating, but cheating in a price. It's a svara of buyers beware. They're so mufka from the Torah ethics of how you're supposed to deal in business, and obviously you're supposed to give a fair price, and that's this parsha of ano. But we.
That's the case, then why are we allowed to take advantage of that?
Okay, well, there's a mita pasuk. We didn't have the chiyuv to worry about them. Could be a number of reasons, but I'll
First of all, even about Pisvar, the Gemara says that Ono is a type of gzela, and certain forms of gzela we are not musar by a goy. Obviously, the basic gzela we are, but there are certain forms not. And this has a mira pasuk as well. It's not strange to say like that if they themselves, the mosh ribis, you're not allowed to charge ribis to a yid, but you're allowed to charge ribis to a goy. I don't know. The Gemara compares ribis and non-gzela all in one. The Gemara even asks, how come you need a pasuk for ribis and non-gzela? Typically, one from the other, they're all a form of chesaron mamon that you shouldn't be doing. The Gemara makes it tzrichus or whatever it is. But lemaisa, it's something that the Torah has a sensitivity to, whereas the goyim don't. They don't have any sensitivity towards ribis. Grada Amol, about 1,000 years ago in Europe, Grada, it was also for them to charge ribis. That's why you see in Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi when he talks about ribis by goyim, Rashi has redoch that you know it's different. Amal was different. Amal they used to charge ribis by goyim. Today the goyim don't allow ribis. It's in the times of Rashi, but today the goyim will allow ribis, and therefore it's not a problem. And it's not so mufka. They're not makbid on ribis, so we don't. They're not makbid on ono. So zecher, we don't have to be makbid on ono for them either.
So you're basically saying is that now the makbid you're saying is goyim.
Correct. He's allowed. L'chatchili, he's allowed to overcharge a goy. Obviously, if it's appointed, it becomes a chilul Hashem. Then you should consult before doing it. But menastamas and al chilul Hashem, they have that mindset. It's caveat emptor. Buyers beware. That's how they deal in business. It's the wrong way to deal in business, but that's how they deal. So pashas in most situations, you're not going to even run into a chilul Hashem. Correct. You have to be careful, but definitely, if he cannot nail you, yet that you're having one price for a yid, one price for a goy, so there's no discrimination, then he probably won't have a problem of chilul Hashem. Problem. Every case is different.
Chilul Hashem, because if you're charging more, he doesn't know you charge less than a yid. But let's say you're charging more than everybody else, a lot more, right? I know. And he goes to another store and he says, it's going to say there's Jews that are trying to take advantage of
us. That could be. Okay, you have to know. But I'm saying that Goyim could do the same thing, right? And also, our Zahiris for Ano is to the median price, right? To the middle price. So you can have 10, 15, and 20. So anything above 15, let's say, is Ano, Apitaira. Now, if I charge up to 20, the guy's not going to have a problem because down the block there's someone who's charging 20 as well. Yet to a year, there will be an Isra or Ano. So there are a lot of cases.
Yeah,
so that's what I said. You have to be careful not to overdo it. But Mina, it's kedai to mention over something even as Nahalokha, something someone once asked Irving Bunim, how is it possible that the Torah should have such a halachis that require a yid to have zahiris with another yid and not to a goy? How come they allow you to do certain forms of, let's say, oh no, we'll say a no to a goy, or a ribis to a goy, let's say you have kosovot to a goy, different things, how come that's permissible? And we ask to a yid it's not. So lemaisa, the emes of pshat l'chayre is like the achrayim will say, and they bring it down, is that there's an understanding called the bris bein ha'achim. That is, there's a darga that a chiv that you're supposed to have in ethics, and then there's a greater chiv that you're supposed to have amongst brothers. And granted, kol kol yisrael la'ol achim zeh lezeh. So that's why you have the greater zeris. But his teretz was a beautiful teretz. It's good to know. I'm not in Kiryas, but it's a good to know. He says that. Mainish that we are more of a kal to a goy than anybody else. We have the same zahiris to a goy as a goy has to a goy. We're the same American citizen that a goy has. We're bound by the laws of America just like any other goy has. Forget, the goy is a kal that he only has one system of laws that he has to reckon with. Mashenkin Lahavda, we have Baruch Hashem the Torah as well, which adds on many more laws. Now, the Torah didn't add on laws of Ano, Lagavi Agoy. But if the government would have a laws Lagavi Agoy of Ano, we would have them too, just they don't. So we don't have them either. That was his way to get out. And it's sometimes the crowd that makes a lot of sense. All right, let's go on to Sif Chav Zayin. Okay, here comes another heter, which may be able to be structured in certain industries. Not in a grocery, but we'll see. Maybe certain builders could do this. Hanaisi v'naisim be'emuna, someone who deals be'emuna. Now, there's a makhlek, is what be'emuna means. The Mechaber seemingly learned be'emuna means that he buys, let's take the case, well, Let me wait for the Mechab to say it himself. What's the case? You structure the deal that you tell the buyer, I'm not selling it to you for a certain price. What I'm doing is I'm selling to you for the price that it costs me plus. So therefore, I bought it for $10, and I would like to make $5 profit. And in such a case, it will not be a din of anor. And emun, according to this pshat, means emun is that the lokeach trusts the seller that it was bekach vekach lakaktiv. He trusts the seller that indeed he purchased it for $10. And the ein lo alav ano, according to the mechaber, is even though he overcharged the lokeach, the bottom line, he overcharged him. That means because he charged him $5 for his profit, he made a 50% profit margin, and let's say normally you're only supposed to take 25% profit, and therefore the item is typically sold at $12.50, and this guy went big and he sold it for $15, is ain't loyal love or no, because the deal was not structured for a specific price on the item. He wasn't selling the item for $15. Had he sold the item and structured the deal, I'm selling to you for $15, that's or no, because normally it's $12.50. But I'm not looking towards the final price. What I'm doing is a different type of structure totally. Just like we had before, there's an idea that you can structure it. Chalipin, there's no anah. Well, so to here, what I'm structuring is the following. Whatever I purchase it for, plus I would like to make a profit. And even though I make a killing in my profit, there's not going to be anah. For that, there wasn't exerts because of anah. So if I bought it for 10, which was a fair price to buy, let's say I'm a retailer and I bought it from my wholesaler for 10, which is normal, and I say I would like to make 50% on that, let's say in a diamond business, or builders could sometimes structure such a deal, there will not be a din of anah, because I wasn't selling you to for the price of 15. I was selling to you for 10 plus 5. 10 was the right price, and 5 is the price I would like to take for profit, even though it might be high taka, but there's no din of anah. That's the Shitas HaMechaber, which is the Shitas HaRambam, Meiri Pashtas. There's another pshat in Noisim V'Noisim B'Emunah, and that is as follows, that Emunah means that you trust me totally even on what I paid for it, even if I don't disclose that to you. You come over to me and you say, look, I would like to buy this from you. I know you just purchased it. I would like to take it off of you. Whatever you paid for it, you don't even have to tell me, whatever you paid for it, I would like to pay that. Plus, I'll give you $5 profit or 50% profit, whatever it is on top of that. And in that case, the Rishonim say, there will not be a noy, even if the seller overpaid to his supplier. Means, let me go back. In the Rambam's case, he had to have bought it for 10, and it would have to be the fair price to buy it at 10 from his supplier. Just he's killing me in his profit margin. And that's exactly whatever the Rambam holds at that time. Neitzim v'neitzim b'munah, then no one knows if you kill me in the profit margin. If you killed me in the price that you purchased for, let's say you were duped, you take it paid 10, but you should have only paid 5 to your supplier, and if you passed along that price to me, I would have a tiny of a no on you, and you'd be able to have a tiny of a no on your supplier. Because you only have a right to get me on the profit margin, but not for the actual price of the chavis. These Rishonim hold, no, Nesu Bemuna means that everything was Bemuna. You didn't even disclose to me the price that you paid for it. I trusted you initially. We just structured the deal. Whatever you paid, plus 50%. So therefore, my mindset wasn't on the price you paid, because you didn't even tell me how much you paid for it when we structured the deal. Afterwards, you told me, some Rishonim say it had to be after the Mashiach, some say even before the Mashiach, but at the time we made the deal, you did not tell me how much you paid for it, so obviously I wasn't fixed to that price. I was fixed to a different type of a structure. The structure is, I'm willing to pay the price you paid, plus $5 for your profit, and therefore there won't be a dinner not in Gansin. You'd be able to go back to your supplier, because let's say he ripped you off, he charged you 10 when you're only supposed to pay 5. But for me, I cannot go back to you, because this was a new deal. I wasn't paying you the market price. I wasn't paying you a going price. I was paying you a different structure, whatever you paid, plus $5.
How does this work? Why is that enough?
Because enough has to be when you're buying the market price. When you're buying it at a normal price, we expect you to be fixed to the market. Here, we're not doing that. We're not saying I'm selling you this for $15 and we expect that it should mirror the market price. No, we're saying, forget about the market price. We're doing a different structure called Noisim V'Noisim Memunah. Whatever you bought for it, I understand you deserve a profit. I'll pay you that profit and let me take the chayfiz from you. It's a whole different structure. In this structure, there was no din of anah.
Didn't we say before that even when they make up that I will overcharge you and you say fine, didn't we say that would be still enough?
There's still enough because I don't believe I don't take you seriously. I don't believe that you're really going to overcharge me. Here, it's not that I believe you're overcharging. I don't know you're overcharging me. But we're doing it in this structure. There is a not. The Torah never gave a not to this structure. The Torah gave a not when you're trying to work within the market. Here, you're not working within the market. You're doing something else. You're being nice and nice in Be'emuna.
And this. Why is the market different than the 94? The prices usually like this, and I overcharge you with $5
And he believes him, he doesn't believe him.
You have to
tell him b'diyuk, and if you don't tell him b'diyuk, it's not going to work, which is what he's rating. Because over there, if you don't tell him exactly that I'm overcharging you $5, the person doesn't believe that he's being overcharged at all. You're just trying to cover yourself. So he doesn't really take you seriously. He thinks he knows how to market the item, he knows the price, and he thinks that he's getting into a good deal. He doesn't realize he's being taken advantage of. There was never a mechila. Here, the reason why there's no one knows, not midin mechila, the reason why there's no one knows is because I'm not structuring a normal deal. I'm structuring a different deal, just like we had before. It's just as a mashal, the chalipin. We had before, if you do chalipin, there's no one knows. Even though you overcharged me, or I underpaid, chalipin doesn't have a no, because chalipin wasn't mechuyev to go with the market price. We're doing a different type of a deal. We're not selling an item for a market price, we're making it an exchange. Well, here too, we're not selling this chefetz at the market price. I'm just paying you for your services. I'm taking it, the chefetz from you for the hotsoyas that you paid, plus I'll give you profit that you deserve. But it's not a normal seller-buyer type of situation. It's not that relationship, and if I'm not mechuyev to the dinei avonah. This doesn't have avonah b'chal. You don't have to come on to mechina.
You have to tell him exactly how much he paid and how much he's overcharging.
Well, there are two pratim. According to the Rambam, he started off telling him how much he paid and how much the profit margin was. Everything was discussed. He's not telling him it's overcharged. Maybe it's he doesn't know. He doesn't say anything about the margin. I bought it for 10, I'm charging you 5 for the profit. Or I'm charging you 50 for the profit, and I'm killing you. I don't have to tell you, and even if you don't know, but that's fine because it's a different structure. According to the other Rishonim, but according to Rambam, had the 10 for the price of the chefetz been too much, then I would have a tine of ano on you, because I lagabi the profit, there's no ano, but lagabi the 10, if you were overcharging the 10 and you passed that charge to me, I have a tine on you. According to the other Rishonim, you didn't tell me 10 bakal. I went over to you, and that's a full nice of a nice of mamuna. I trust you. I said, you know what? Whatever you bought, you paid for that chefetz, I want to pay for you, and I understand that you had some tirchum involved. I'll give you your compensation. Here's another $5, and give me the chefetz. And in that case, even if you overpaid on the etzem chefetz, there won't be a no b'chalal. Sigh for the chefetz, sigh for the profit. It's mufka. It's not a normal structure.
Can we say that real estate is like something like this? Because there's no market. I mean, every single area has their...
Real estate, depending how you structure the deal, if I sell you the item for a price, which is normally typically the case, there will be or not. Well, we're going to get seen chav test what to do on karka. But if I would structure the deal, look, I just paid for it $200,000, and I would like to make $50,000 profit, and that's the deal. The deal's not $250,000. The deal is I just paid $2,000, and I would like to make $50,000 profit, that would be fine. Provided the $200 is the real price.
Is there a market price in these things? I mean,
why not? You can ask a fine. If someone would be mazik that karka, what would he pay? There would be a price. We'll have to chat out the price. We'll take three assessors.
Your land, build a road. There's a way of
shopping. Right, and then Bezin has a way as well. They'll go to three real estate brokers and they'll give you a shuma. Correct, but you should know it works the other way. Correct, it works the other way. Really, Mikadin, you always need experts. You always need three shamayim. And Hukushumi is supposed to get three experts. Today we're a little spoiled because since everything is mass produced, so instead of going to the expert, you can just go to the next store. But really, how it's supposed to be is go to three assessors. So you're right. In Karka might be a little harder, and it could be some unique items which will be impossible, which we have discussed in the past, that you need an assessor. Karka could be, you can find out in the area, go to township, everything is open, see what the next person paid for the house next door, if it's a similar house, similar location. There are ways to assess, but in the Karka, you need to get an assessor.
We said there's no shagig when it comes to, we brought that from before, that there's no shagig when it comes to...
Well, there is the typical shagig, if you believe that you're selling for the right price, that won't be. There will be a shagig if you think you're overcharging, but you think it's mutter.
I'm talking about as far as the case
correct.
Of where you don't assume you're overcharging, or the person doesn't assume they're being, whatever it is. So if two people make up a deal and on something that they don't want to go and bother finding out, they think they're both getting a good deal here. Do they have to go and check if there's a shul? If they're doing real estate, if they're doing
normally, no, there won't be an eser. But if it comes out that there's a no, they might have a din or no.
Check into it, they won't be doing
what, afterwards they won't check into it?
Nobody's checking into it.
If no one, so what could be the problem? There's no eser, there won't be any remedy, there won't be a problem. But you never know what that, you know, he might be tipped off that he overpaid and come back to you. But yeah, but there, we don't do it because we see today. Very rare that the customers come back complaining is because they're used to the secular world that tough luck. Everything's tough luck in the seller, tough luck in the buyer. So even though it's the wrong philosophy, but it helps out that people usually don't come back to complain. But mitzvah is you still have an issue to contend with.
If what?
If you believe you're overcharging economic. If you don't, correct. Then you're fine. All right. Okay, let's move on to Sif Chav Ches. Hanoisei v'noisin be'emuna. This is continuing on this case. Someone made such a structure, he was nice of noisin be'emuna, but it was a unique case. What he did was, he bought a parcel or a shipment of goods or whatever it was, he bought a bunch of lots together, all in one shot. And of course, there's some better, some worse. And he paid, let's say, he paid $10,000 for this parcel of diamonds. There's five diamonds. So it comes out $2,000 for a diamond. Obviously, it's not $2,000 per diamond. There's some better, some worse. But on the average, it's $2,000 per diamond. So he has a chacham. What will he do? He wants to make a dollar, but he doesn't want to be over no. So what he'll do is the better diamonds he'll sell for the real price. So he'll charge, for let's say the two better diamonds, he'll charge you $3,000. And for the worst diamonds, instead of charging only $1,000, he'll say, you know, I paid $2,000 for these diamonds and I want to make a certain profit, whatever it is, I would like to make $200 on a diamond and mark it up to $2,200. That he can't do. He can't have the cake and eat it. Lo yakshiv harav b'emuna. He shouldn't say, well, the ra I'm going to cheshbon kafi the emuna will average out, and therefore the ra price was this $2,000. Vayofa, but the better diamonds, that I'm not going to sell b'naisim b'emuna. That I'm going to sell b'shaviv on the free market, which I can get even more. And namely, shimkani yudirias, but yudinarim. If you bought 10 garments, or 10 pieces of material for 10 dinarim. V'yesh behem she'enum shavas dina. There are those who are not even worth a dina. V'yesh ben she'shavas yesa. And there are those who are worth more. It averages out that for these 10, you pay 10. Lo yakshav ha'rois bedina kolakas. You shouldn't say, well, I'm going to sell you the rois bedina kolakas and I want to make a certain profit on that. V'yofis, but the better ones, that I don't want to sell in this deal. I want to sell it on the free market, b'shavin, I want to make even more. I'll sell each good yuria for $2, let's say. That you're not allowed to do. Ella, what should you do if you're selling it to one person? Hakol b'muna, you should sell it entirely b'muna. You should say, look, I bought 10 for $10, 10 dinarim, and on that I would like to make some profit. K'mo yishukonim b'yachad. O'mal alad me'amekach. One second. Commercial condom biyaka. That's what you should do. And the Mefarshim say the reason why you're doing hakol b'emuna, you're trying to get out of a no, and you're selling it to one person. However, if you sell it to many people, then it's better, it's proper to sell it b'shaviv. You shouldn't, if you know that there are items here, let's say you have 10 items, you know one is $1, one's $2, one's $3, then you shouldn't do hakol b'emuna. Because the customer that you're selling taka this for $2.50, even though it's a $3 item faket, you're being duped on that end. And the customer that you're selling it for $2, well, $2.50 because of your profit, when you're using only a dollar material, then you're really taking him for a ride. So therefore, you should not do this. The Eitzah that the Mechaber says, Akol b'munu k'mo shekana b'yachad, is only when you're selling everything to one specific customer. But if you sell to a bunch of different customers, then you have to, you're forced, you're going to have to do everything b'shavyav. Which case? Lo yakshav harav b'emuna v'yofa b'shavyav? It could be either way. It could be either to one person or to many people. But Pashas, let's say it's talking about to one person. So you shouldn't do a harav b'emuna v'yofa b'shavyav, but rather you should do a kol b'emuna. But if you sell to a bunch of different people, what, to the one person? You say, look, you want 10 pieces of material, no problem. Five, I could tell you five. You don't have to tell them the whole history. You can tell them five I purchased for $1 a piece, and I would like to make 50 cents on each one. So I'm selling it to $1.50 a piece. The other five, I'm selling you for its real worth, and its real worth is $2 a piece, and therefore I'm going to sell it to you each one for $2. So I'm playing with you. I'm fooling you. I'm tricking you to believe that the reason why I paid the $1 per this ra was tak I paid $1, which I really didn't. I only paid $1 for each ra material because it was coupled together with a good material. It was all grouped together in one big package. So that's why I paid $10 for this package. But in essence, I wasn't really paying this. In other words, Gabi Nais and Venais and Velmuna, we say you did not pay a dollar a piece for the rice. So if you're going to want to market it and say that you paid a dollar a piece plus 50 cents because of your profit, and you're marking it for $1.50, you will not be able to have the het of Nais and Venais and Velmuna, because Lemaisa, you really didn't pay a dollar for the rice. And therefore, if the $1.50 is too much for how much that price is supposed to be, the item is supposed to be, so then it came out that you were ma'ana somebody. You're even Issa Anon, you'll have the dinim of Anon. This, you don't have the heta because the dollar that you claim you paid for is not the true value, is not the true breakdown. That's not really what you paid for the rice. If you'll have a case of nice and vamuna where you don't say how much you paid for it, you just tell the guy, look, whatever I pay for it plus, I want 50 cents profit. And then you make the deal, you make the kinyan, and later on you claim that you paid a dollar per piece, l'chayr, that will be even worse. L'chayr, that will be stam gezel. Because the ma'isa, we say that you did not pay a dollar a piece for this item. The taisis in Ritva, this sheet that holds that this halacha, they learned is because you told the guy on border for a dollar. So the lemaisa, the deal was done on a dollar plus 50 cents. The deal was done for $1.50. So the purchase price was $1.50. So therefore, mameli, I have only the hilchos anah. But if I make a stam purchase price and later on I tell you it's a dollar, that's stam gazela. That's awesome. With that, I don't know. Let's just finish up the mechaba. The Mechaba says, now, what is considered the price you paid and what is considered the revach you would like to make? How much are you allowed to put into that price? Obviously, what you pay to your supplier goes into the price. But what else, what other hatsoyas could you put in? So Mechaba says, Mala loyal demei hamekah, if you're allowed to add into this demei hamekah that you paid to your supplier, schar hakosef, the price you paid for the delivery of it, vapundik. And even, let's say you had to travel to another town and you're buying cheap goods somewhere else and importing them, you're allowed to charge them. The Chashukin says that pundik means the storing of the item. Pashas pundik, we only find in Chazal, pundik means a hotel. You're allowed to charge them even your personal hotel bill. That all goes into the price. To get that skirt and import it to America, I had to pay a hotel bill, I had to pay traveling expenses, I had to pay delivering expenses. All my expenses go into the actual price. It might be a little difficult to assess, but that all goes into the price you paid. Everything is included in the demand mekach, and therefore, even if you only paid $10 for the item in China, but you had a hotel bill there and an airline ticket there, you're allowed to tell the guy, if it works out like that, you're allowed to tell the guy, look, I paid $13 per item, because that was the choice that you actually had per item. But the time that you invested in the tircha for you traveling there and whatever it might be, loyala the man mekach, you're not allowed to add that into the man mekach, because that really goes into the revach, right? You're charging a $5 for a profit for something. The profit's coming because of your tircha. Loyikach mimeno, for that, you're only allowed to take from him elokumushin espasha imoshitim le revach. You're only allowed to take from him that which you negotiated with him to take for revach. Means the tircha that you expend and the time, that's why you're getting compensated, that's your reva. But the choice is you had to shell out, whether it's storage, whether it's shipping, whether it's your hotel, whether it's your ticket, whatever it might be, all that goes into the demand mekach, and that's fine. And that's not considered fooling. You don't have to tell the guy a breakdown. It's $10 for the item, $2 for my hotel, $1 for my ticket. You don't have to do that. It's all one thing. I tell the guy it's $13 for the item, and I would like to make a profit above that.
What if after you've made everything up, they let you find a cheaper source? Do you have to disclose that?
If you structure the deal with the koina that you're paying $13 plus, you're free. If you actually you paid that $13, you're fine. There's no din or no.
2 days later, you find a cheaper source. You don't pay anything $13. You end up paying $5.
Yeah, then that's going to be a problem. Then you have to disclose it. And if you don't, like I said before, it might be a bit of mekach, even if you're off by a mashu. It means if you structure a deal price plus, you have to be honest with the price.
When you bought the merchandise.
No, he was talking about a case we had not yet bought it. And economy. We're talking about the mechaba chavzan chavka, is talking about where you bought it already, and you're telling the guy, I bought it for such and such, I would like to make this profit. He was talking about a case, let's say he imagines, let's say the printing charge is going to be $100, and he finds that the printing charge is less, so that will be a problem. He won't be able to pass that on. Any other questions?
If you got a rebate because of it,
We have these shilas, like other things. What happens if you charge it to your credit card and you get a 1% kickback to your credit card? L'chayr, so you didn't, even though you paid $1,000, but in the bottom line, you got 1% back, you got $10 back, it is questionable whether you're allowed to pass along the whole $1,000. You might only be able to pass along $990, because in essence, that's all you paid.
Say it's an agent there, and say he sent somebody to buy the goods, right? Somebody to inspect the goods. So to him, you'd be allowed to charge, for his time, you'd be allowed to check. Why can't you charge for your own time?
That is why you're getting revach. The way Chazal understand it, anything you paid for, that is a choice, that is the memeka. Anything that you invested in terms of time, of tircha, that's why I'm paying you revach. That's what we structured. This mecca and revach. Revach is, you have to figure out how much it lengths it for you to charge, given that you had a schlep, or you traveled there, or your time, or you're busy, whatever it is, that you have to...
The same way you can pay for somebody else, you have somebody else...
Correct. But that's, you're now allowed to put that into the main mega. Correct. So, it really doesn't make a difference, because you can structure the main revach however much you want. Right? There's no one, no, if you structure it like this, you're fine. Most people will not want a structure like this because they don't want to disclose to the customer how much they actually paid for it. They don't want to disclose to them what the industry is, what their markup is. You'll have builders who do price plus. You'll have, sometimes we have brokers who use set up such a situation. Or let's say when you flip pieces of land, sometimes you can have such a thing. Well, land we're going to get to, karka we're going to get to anyway. But you could have cases in economy that is nogea. But by and large, taka, this is not so nogea. Anything else?
And all this added together can't be more than the price of the object here, right?
It could. If you structure it like this, it's fine. It means if some reason you got...
Right, that's the right amount, no? Before you add on these...
If you tell the guy, I imported an asset from you, and that's what. Sorry?
You don't have to tell the ticket price and the.
No, but you can tell him what I'm doing. I imported the asset from Israel, and I'm going to charge you the domain mekach. And that includes whatever it is. I don't have to give him a breakdown, but whatever it takes to get an asset from Israel to here, I mean, now it's a phone call. But let's say it would be that you had to go there, or to Morocco, you had to go to Morocco to cut down the asterisk, and whatever it is, that goes into the price of the asterisk. And a chanami. That's fine, but if I'm telling you, then the guy should attack Adonai, but he shouldn't have come to me. He came to me, we're structuring a different deal. The only thing is that if you learn like the first shot I told you, the Rambam, that you disclose the price of the mekach, and it's only the profit that you're adding on, and a chanami have to be fair and right with the price of the mekach that a supplier gives to a retailer. And if I overpaid in a chanami, I'm going to have a din onor with you. But if you learn, like the other rishonim, I didn't even do that. You came over to me and say, you know that I imported esrogim. Whatever the cost of the esrogim is, I'll do. Sometimes we have it when you have relatives. Let's say you know a guy in a line. So he gives you a good boy. So he tells you, I'm only going to charge you what it costs me. Right? He has to be honest and taka charge the guy with a course, and he cannot be dishonest. Or he'll say, I'll charge you a course, plus only take $50 because you're a good friend, you're a neighbor, whatever it is. That, in those cases, it won't be a din or not, provided he's honest, and that was the price that he paid. In those situations, that's where you can get this halakha. But if you look, I'm just saying, like, if you learn like those other Rishonim, that you don't even disclose to the party how much you paid, the deal was structured, whatever course you to go there, I'm willing to pay you, plus $50. And then I tell you the price, and then there's no din or not, even on the domain mekach. Because you weren't fixed on that price, you didn't even know what that price was going to be. You just tell me, whatever I'm buying it for, plus, that's what the deal is being done for. All right, let's move on to Sifkov Tes. Pashas, everyone agrees. I mean, it's Mevun Rishonim, they bring down both Pratim, the Tur. It sounds like that both Rishonim agree that if I disclose you the Mekach, I can only play with the profit. If I didn't disclose you the Mekach, I could even play with the Mekach. I can't play, but whatever it is, it won't be a din or not, even on the demand Mekach. All right, let's move on to Sifchav Tes. Here comes an important heter, very nogea. These are the items which do not have a no. Ha'avodim, v'ashtoris, v'arkakois. Avodim do not have a no. Avodim aren't so shkiyak today, but we're going to see an application later on, and Machab is going to give a very shkiyak application. V'ashtoris have no a no, v'arkakois don't have a no, v'ektashis don't have a no. Four things that nesmite from a no. Afilu zakta machaba mocha shova elef bedina, even if you have something worth $1,000, you sell it for one dina, or you shove a dina be elef, or you have one something worth one dina and you sell it for $1,000, ain behem ono, will not have any ono. Loit the machaba says this is entirely mufka from the whole parish of ono, and ishtika mashmoy is, it sounds like from the machaba that there's not even a lot. And Rav Yishayim say that there's no love of Ono as well. It's Mavu like that in Tesis, Ritva, Rambam, Rav Haigoin. Many Rishonim who learn that these miyutim are miyutim even lagavi the Issa. And this would be a major heta if you deal in business, in real estate or something like that, you'd be fine. However, the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Ramban, the Chinuch, learn that these miyutim are only miyutim in the din of Chazar Zanah. There's no remedy, the Pash, there's no Bitul Mekach, and that's why even one for 1,000, let's say, there won't be a Bitul Mekach. But it's not a miyut for the Alav, and you still have the Azhara. And Rekiv Eger brings these Rishonim down, others bring it down, and it would seem from them that it's a Machlokes Rishonim. And if it's a Machlokes Rishonim, then it's a Vayta Sfeka D'Oraisa L'Chumra, and therefore one should be careful before he does this. But at least it will not be a remedy if someone did this and he's overcharged someone for a piece of land, and the guy comes back and he says, look, I overpaid, tough luck, that is L'Kuli Yama Zayim B'Em Dino. No, there's no remedy. Look, I'll be the love, it's a Machlokes Rishonim. Hagod, the Ramot says, where the Makaba took it to an extreme, even one for 1,000, the Ramot puts a cap to it. The Ramot says, V'yeshrem d'davka ad paga, only up to a half or double, avoyesem paga, but more than double or less than a half, k'gon shemokolo echod, yesem mishnayim, if you sell something worth one, you sell it for more than two, having or not. There will be or not. And it's Makwekes Rishonim, the Ramot holds that there will be or not if it's more than double. In fact, some point out that the Rishonim learned that even double, exactly double, and Ramah for some reason picks on more than double, but many of these Rishonim who hold even exactly double is a problem of Ono. In fact, in Daf Kuf Ches, it's no game, but Metzia, Daf Yomi is holding around there. You're going to see it's in the Lagavi Gomorrah of Nachman, over Eno No Lakakois, what's going to be by double. But many Rishonim, sorry? It both ways. Paga means off on the real price, either way. Double means half or double. It means if item's worth one and I pay 50 cents, so 50 cents to a dollar, it's double. Or if something's worth a dollar, I sell it for $2, so it's double that way. Either way you go, it's going to be considered double.
Well, let's say it's
$1.50, that's fine. That's not a problem. Correct, right. Paga means, like the Machabes, in Ramos case, Shemokala Echad, Yes Mishnaim, one for more than two. Utago means a half or double, depending which way you work. $2, a half of $2 is $1. $1, a half of $1 is 50 cents. If you're dealing with $1, you got to go to either 50 cents or $2. And now, if you hold that the meat is a meat, even on the lav, then even if, like the Ramah, that you do double, you will not have the lav. The Ramah is only telling you that if you do double or a half, there's going to be a din of Bitul Mekach. And it's really not a parsha so much of a no. It's really learned out. Rishonim have a svara, they have the Yukim the Gemara, had a miyash of Stiris the Gemara, or maybe Yerushalmi, but the Rishonim learn out that it's a svara. Now, if something's more than double, if it's so off on a price, that's Tama Mekach Tois. It's not with the regular Gedorm of Ano, it's Tama Mekach Tois. So even if you hold that there will be a din, let's say we hold like the Ramah, that there will be a din, Betam Mekam, Yes Miyapago, you still may not have the lav. If you hold normally, Kakois do not have a lav.
Before, there's such
an exorbitant
price that people would know that it's...
Correct. If it hits Bechdei, that's a Mechila, there's no love, and it's no Ano. Here, we're telling you examples that even if it's Bechdei Shehadas Toya, even if people would make a mistake, still, there will not be a Din of Ano, because it's Kakoriz of Odom Ushtoriz. While the Mechaba picked on Shavadin Abelov is just an exaggeration, an extreme. Pasha's normal case of Shavadin Abelov, Lechayer, will be Bechdei Shehadas Toya. But you had this before as well. The Mechaba took by Chalibin, when he took by Syrian, even Echad, for Machat, whatever, also something wild. He's just trying to drive home a point. This is the Makloikis. Now, it's a Sveka Dedina, and even though Ramah says, Yesem Yipaga, I mentioned Yivizman Paga, and if it's a Sveka Dedina, it's going to be a Moitzim Mekaveri Olav Araya. So if you Mukzik in the money, then you could tell that there was a no, and you won't have to pay. If you paid the money to the Moika, the Moika is Mukzik in the money, he would say that by Yesem Yipaga, there's no Dina no, like the Makab, and he will not have to give you back any money. However, by Karaka, there's a klal, and by Karaka, there's such a thing called the Cheskas Marikama. So therefore, by Karaka, Mukzik doesn't mean who's holding on to the money, who's holding on to the chayfetz. It's going to be that by Karaka, since the Moich was a Marikama, even if he does not have the Karaka, he sold it to you already, and let's say you did not you did pay, you didn't pay, it's irrelevant. Let's say you underpaid the moichah. You bought something which was typically worth $2 and you paid 50 cents for it, and the moichah is crying, but you already, look, you already have the title, you're already sitting on his land, and you want to tanya your mukhlik, and you want to pass him like the machab, but you can. The moichah is going to win. The moichah is going to say, kimli, like I hold, like the Ramah, that by, if you underpay by half, which you did, you paid less than a dollar for it, there will be a no, and I have a right to get back my karka, and I'm muksik, even though you're sitting on the land, I'm muksik, because I have a cheskes marikama. But it will be other things, let's say it will be by shtaris, avadim, where, let's say you could apply the normal gedarm of muksik, by shtaris, it's a shayla, then we'll go bust a muksik. But whatever it is, it's a sveik of the din, and it works with cheskes moment. Sometimes you have a cheskes marikama, but it's a mitzvah mikavera lavaraya, however it plays itself out. No, no, even for one day. One day. If you had the thing and I sold it to you and I was mine before I sold it prior to this field, I have a chesed merikama that the field is still mine.
Even though the other person has a deed already on his name?
Correct. I still have a chesed merikama. If it will be a sveik of the dinah with the mekak is bottled, I will be able to be mevatel the mekak. Correct. And let me just tell you what the miyutuma here. The miyut is because it says in Pasuk Simkur Mimka Lamezeka Ekonom Yad Amezeka, and we dash has to be dover, which is nicknamed the Yad Liyad. And karka is not something which is a movable item; it's not transferred from one end to another end. And therefore, in this miyut, not only comes karka, but comes a lot of other things. And I'll give you a few examples. One, sorry. Well, correct. Well, shtaris is because it's iska shel karkois. Shtaris really is something which is miyad layad. Avodim is because it's iska shel karkois, but shtaris is a miyad because it's engu for moment. It's a whole different miyad. Right, shtarkois. Let's say you owe me money, I have a shtarkois on you, and I'll sell it 85 cents on the dollar, a zero coupon, and I sell it to someone else, and I overcharge him, or underpay, whatever it is, it won't be a din of anor. If it blives like a shtarkois, and that's what you're selling, if there's a choiv there, yes. If it's a stock and you are a ban, correct. But if you're a shutev in a company, you have a stock, then that won't be. But the meat of a karkois is something which is dover, which is nikta miyad liyad. So you can have things which are like that, which aren't nikta miyad liyad, even though it's not karka. Let's take, for example, any license to do something, a liquor license, a taxi, a medallion license, where something which is not nikta miyad liyad, it's a right to do something. In Canada, they have a license to import and export. They have a cheshbon with their taxes. They have credit. I didn't get it 100%, but there is a cheshbon like that. And you sell these licenses, again, you will not have a din of bitul mekach because it's something which is not nikna miyad liyad. So says many of the achrayim. Another case you could have is if you'll have a store, which we once discussed. If you'll have, let's say you have a store which is selling the name of the store. I sell you the right to use Carvel. I sell you the right to use McDonald's, whatever it is. I sell you the right to use the name. Even when I sell you a business, a lot is for the inventory, but a lot is because I built up a reputation, I built up the name, and it's the location, whatever it is, and I'm selling you the whole package. Well, that cheshbon of goodwill that's there is not going to have a din of anah. Because it's not something which is transferable, it's not something which is nicknamed miyad liyad. It's a name, it's luft, there's nothing to it, and therefore it could be engu for moment too. It's nothing to it, and there will not be a din of anah. And if you learn like the Rishonim, there's no lav, there won't be a lav as well. And that might be an etzah. But you'll have to apply it, but there are a lot of cases where this might play out. Any questions?
So I'll go back to last week one second. Let's say cash discount, not the rebate, let's say cash discount. For early payment, does that go into cost?
If the guy says 210 net 30 and the guy paid in 10 and he got a 2% discount, then he will not be able to charge the other guy net 30 because he did not pay that. He would not be able to pass on the charge that he didn't incur. But I didn't pay. It's not pshat, by the way. It's not pshat that because I gave him money up front as if he gave me a better price. Because it will be like that, it will be a ribbit shiloh. Really, the body is okay, but really, it's not like really when you deliver the goods, you deserve to pay at the time of the delivery. That's when the deal was contracted, and therefore that he gives me 30 days is just a minig, a noeg shaboilim that they do in the industry that they allow you to pay out over 30 days. You pay up on time, you pay up in 10 days, they'll give you 2% discount. But really, they're supposed to charge you right away. So whatever you pay, if you pay up in 10 days, you got the 2% discount, you're not allowed to flip that to the other party and say, well, look, I'm going to give you for the full price that I paid. I didn't pay the full price. You can maybe structure with your guy a deal of 210 net 30 with your guy, but you can't lie to him and say, look, this is the cost of me a mega because you never paid for it.
Even though really you're paying really...
I'm not paying the high price. I'm really paying the low price. I got a 2% discount. That's what I'm really paying. Just, I could have not paid him right away, but I opted to. But Lamai says I got it for 98%, not 100%. I got that 2% discount.
Let's say you have terms, 2% 10, you pay in 30 days, right? So what's your real cost?
You have a turn 210 net 30, and you take a paid out over 30. So then Pasha's, your cost will be over 30, because that's what you actually paid.
Your real cost of saying it's a 2%.
No, what I'm trying to say is your real cost is whatever you paid. That's what I'm trying to say. It's not because you gave the guy money up front and it was a ribbish either. It was whatever you paid. And if you pass that along and it's known, if you tell me that everyone pays up front and because you paid late there was an interest charge incurred, then I don't know if you can pass that along. Maybe you'd be able to pass that as well. Either you disclose to the party there was an interest charge, or stamazah if there's a minute to have such an interest charge. So just like you're passing along the hotel bill and the delivery and the shipment, you're going to pass along this interest charge as well. But if something that you shouldn't have been paying, then you cannot pass that along. But in the industry today, everyone has this choice, 210 net 30. That is normal. So I would assume that you'll have a charge and pass along either one, provided that's the real price you paid.
Really, the terms are really 30 days, and the company wants to give you an incentive to pay earlier.
Okay.
I'm saying, so then says, like, really, the cost of the service...
I bet I didn't pay that cost. Sometimes I paid fully, and I also lent money up front for 20 days, and I say, give me 2% ribis because I gave you money for 20 days to work with. I structured a different deal. The invoice is going to say, right, minus 2%, and this is the price you paid. So this is the price I paid for the item. Had I paid fully and then went into the money lending business in Hanami, but that's not what I was doing. Let's say I got a great deal on the hotel, so I could charge him for the full price. I'm a AAA member, and I got a great deal, and then I got a reduced price. I wouldn't be able to charge a full price. Lamaisa, all I paid was the reduced price. Sorry?
For the membership. Today I understand.
You have to prorate. Yeah.
The issue is maybe you're using your cash flow as you're saving 2% by having the money to pay the guy.
I don't think that's what's really going on. I don't think so. I think that's what you're paying. You're not doing two things. You're not paying fully and then lending money. If you're lending money, that'd be fine. And I can have, but you're really doing one thing.
The way people look at it, it's called the money goes to hell.
Let me say something there. What would you say if I purchase a big volume, I purchase 1,000 pieces, and let's say the all shavas, I don't have a problem with Ra and Yafam, and I paid $1,000 for 1,000 items, it's $1 an item. If someone else would try to buy that, he would have to pay more. He'd have to pay $1.50. It's only me, I'm a big volume customer, he gives it to me so cheap. So now I'm allowed to tell the guy I paid $1.50 per item. Zechanat. Why? Because it's only leverage that I had because my cash flow, my volume that I purchased. But Lamaisa, that's why he went to me. He knows that I'm a big volume purchaser, and that's why he figures I got a better deal. Whatever goes into me being me being the seller, that is only the price I'm allowed to pass on to you.
But you can sell it at the market price, and whatever that is.
And a Hanami, no, but if you want to work with this, nice and Be'amuna, you have to be Be'amuna. Whatever price you actually paid, that is Be'amuna. More than that, it's not Be'amuna. All right. Any questions on Sif Chavtez? Okay, so... Okay, so that's going to be difficult. We're going to see a halacha later on, which has a similar halacha of Karka and Matalvim together. And Makabo and Ramah, they discuss it. In a Kanami, you're going to have to assess. It's in Sif Lama Gimel, it's about a poyo, but a poyo is a din of a karka, which we'll see. That you're going to have to assess how much are you paying towards the animal or towards the metalton, how much are you paying towards the karka. And in the claim, like the karka portion, you're fine, like the metalton portion, you're going to have a problem with. And not only that, if you break it down, let's say the goodwill will make a breakdown for the inventory. Sometimes they do it. They get someone to assess the inventory. The inventory is going to be $100,000, and for the name and the goodwill, it'll be $100,000. So then, as long as I'm fine with the inventory, even though let's say the goodwill, it's badwill, there's nothing there, and I charge you $100,000, I'd be fine, because that is in good for moment. It could be it's not nitin miyad layad, but that will be nismai, so that won't have a problem. You might have a love, but I'm saying you won't have a din of a no. All right. No, I'm saying it's totally on the machlokes rishonim. Is this meat of sifchav tes? Is this meat of karka for the lav as well? It's only a meat in the remedy. If it's only meat in the remedy, then it's something that is a heter that you shouldn't rely on. And pashas, it's a safek deraisa. It could be, you know, if you start playing around with tzirufim. We've had cases in the past as well that there's been the machlokes and if it takes care of the lav. So you start making tzirufim. Let's say lamoshal. A typical case would be pachas mishtos. The machab himself brought down that pachas mishtos is a sfeika deraisa lochumra. Could be, I haven't found this, but could be, if you have something which is karka and you're only overcharging parkas mishtos, so then you have a svek seker. You try to, there's many rishonim hold that karka altogether is in the smite from the lav, and there's many rishonim hold that parkas mishtos is in the smite from the lav, and I'm doing karka, parkas mishtos, so it's a svek seker that I'm not doing anything wrong. Maybe, ask your rabbi before you do this, but maybe you're allowed to be sinner on this svek seker to get out of this issa of no. As long as your parkas mishtos. Or any other time you could have a makhlekes rishonim, there's going to be a lav, maybe you couldn't put it together and be mitzarif. Or let's say you'll have a makhlekes rishonim, let's say lagabi, how vite you have to be mefaret, which we had in Sifchav Aleph, to make up this tonight. So we had a makhlekes rishonim. Could be you could take the more kula dikashita if you're dealing with karka, because anyway karka is a makhlekes rishonim if you have the lav. And you could play with it, you can make these tzerufim to try to get out of this of anah. All right. Any other questions?
Something going back a little bit. If the standard price for an item is say 20% off list, manufacturer raises the prices, and actually they come in, and what they do is they do it for you. They go and they take stickers off the old standard that you had, the higher retail price.
I miss you. You bought merchandise already at cheaper price.
At a cheaper price. So whatever.
Last year you bought and it's still sitting.
I buy it every couple of days.
Okay.
From the manufacturer. One day the manufacturer says, listen, we're raising prices. And what they do for you is they actually come in. They have stickers, special stickers. They come in and they go over all your old schayer. And they
raise the price.
Okay,
but that would be
at a certain cutoff. Thing.
Okay, but that would be fine because you're not a noisiv and noisiv and b'amun. If you'd be a noisiv and noisiv and b'amun, it'd be a problem there. But if you're not, you're selling it for the fair market value. Provided this new higher price is within the fair market value, you'd be fine.
So even though the item I paid.
Correct. Even let's say forget that they changed. Let's say you got a great deal and you paid $1 for this item, and you're selling it for $50.
Everyone's assuming they're going to come in, they're going to buy it for 20% off list, which is a standard thing. This item that they're buying. I'm just thinking, Mechayer was not is not true. The list, I changed the list. I mean, the
But the list is a real list, right? There's a new real list. Right, when you buy, let's say, watches, so there's a cheshbon, you go to a certain thing, they'll give 20% off list, 25% off list, but if the new list became this, you'd be fine. If it's not, in a chanami, you'd have a problem. Sorry?
Plus, what do you do when you don't know whether this type is something you pay 20, you pay 30, you pay 40?
See, don't do it. You don't have. That means you're not being a nice of a nice of a
Muna. In other words, it's the last thing. So you have a bookkeeping. You have last in, first out, or first in, first out. Can you go last in, first out and assume that this was my last cost, this is the cost that I had?
Yeah, if you can't trace back to the actual item, I don't know, that might talk run into a problem. We had such a shaila sonius with Mamish, such a case. He had a shipment of cell phones, he supplied cell phones, and then he got another shipment at two different prices. This is the case, at two different prices, two different times, and he couldn't track which cell phone he paid for what, because it's the same cell phone, it's just two different dates, and the way he deals with his retailers was a nice of a nice and bamuna, he had a problem on his hands. He couldn't track to know which one, and then it becomes a little difficult. I'm not saying it's awesome, I'm just saying it's something to think about. You might not be able to be nice and nice and bamuna. You might have to now say, everything together, I bought 10 last week for $100 a piece, 10 this week for $150, so come place together, I bought it for $2,500, 20, I might have to work like that, and reassess my demand mekach in order to do that. And that probably is the better way to go, probably.
The manufacturer would know by a serial number.
And if you can track that down, it might be a terkhoi, if you can track that down in a konami. And it sounded like from him there was no way, to know that.
The Rambam, that when you say Bamuna means that you're telling everybody what you're paying and anything like that. But when Gemara says, the first question they're going to ask is Nesadu.
No, that's not it.
Obviously it's not, but...
No. Nesadu and Nesadu Bamuna just means faithful. Amuna is a Lashon faithful. You can have a Lashon Amuna many times. Here, right, Nesadu Bamuna means that there's a certain amount of trust.
either the trust that I trusted, that's what you paid, or there's even a greater amount of trust that I trust, whatever you paid, you don't have to tell me, whatever you paid, that's what I'm going to pay you. There's a degree of trust going on here, but it's not the same as Nesim and Nesim Bemun over there in Shabbos, no.
In his case, let's say the stuff went down in price.
In the
right, Aaron's case, the stuff went down in price. You bought it for now. This price was $6.99. Now the company changed it to $5.99.
Never happens.
I think the computer, the yeah, business, yeah.
It's higher. It doesn't go lower.
That could happen. Certain things could happen. Like if they could buy an SES software, for example, if they had old software from last year, right? Seem quick to go and change the price now. You get 20% off list.
Again, if you do Noisav and Noisav Bemuna, you're fine. If you don't do Noisav and Bemuna, 20% off list, you might have a problem there. Because Lavdavka out the list, but out the market price. Means if now the list was lowered and everyone's still using this new cheshbon of 20% off this new list price, so Kumtois Mamela, if you're using the old list price, you are going to be overcharging and you will have a problem of no. Yes, it's something.
You more for it. So
correct.
You can't change your story then. You have to sell it as not as a market price, but the Mamuna.
Correct. Then you should all of a sudden decide that you want to be nice to the nice of Mamuna.
Right. Your cost, your cost.
All right, any other Charlotte? Okay, I guess we're running out of time. We're not going to have another time for next year. But based on the Chazar Ovo, we have a couple of etayim tonight. One heter is a major heter by Goyim. That does away with a lot of business. A second heter is Noisim V'Noisim Be'emuna. If you taka our Be'emuna, price plus, cost plus, then you'd be fine. But obviously you have to give the exact price, let's say by when you deal with relatives of certain industries. And finally, this heter of Takois of other Mishtaris, which would be a heter, and we're going to see that it applies to certain types of poilim as well. You'll have a heter, there won't be a remedy up to Palgo. After that, it's a Makleikas Yishoinim. And Lagabi the Lab, we have a Makleikas Yishoinim.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.